Celebs. It's Ali Devil. And you know what time it is. Sit back and let's chat. So corny.
Ooh, hi, loves. It's your girl, Erica Renee. Thank you for tuning in to Hanging with Ali Devil. I hope your week has been a good one. Work has been real. Deadlines has been really evil, but it's been real. I'm hanging in there, still going good. But still going nonstop with school. But anyway, on the last podcast, I talked about low heat blow drying, got into some solo travels, touched about a bit on alcoholism in my family with my dad, things of that sort. So now for this podcast, it's going to be a little different. And with that in mind, I'm just going to go ahead and drop in my contact info, and then we're going to bring back up for the switch up, okay? All right, you guys, check it out. If you're looking for where to find me, you can email me directly at hangingwithhallydouble@gmail.com. That's HANGINGWITHHALLE. DOUBLE@gmail.com. You can also catch me at Twitter and Instagram. My Twitter is HWHallyDouble and my Instagram is HangingWithHallyDouble. You can also catch me at WordPress at HallyDouble.wordpress.com, SoundCloud, Podomatic, and iTunes. Again, that's HangingWithHallyDouble. Thanks so much for tuning in. Okay, so right now I'm sitting in the bed. Me and my guests both chilling with our Reds Apple Ale tonight. So with this guest, I just want you to know, I would like to welcome my lookalike, a.k.a. she gets her looks from me, a.k.a. Petty Savage, a.k.a. my bestie. So at this time, if you would just introduce your world and let the listeners know who you are.
I am Deborah Kim. I'm Erica's mother.
Hey, mama girl. How you doing, boo?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's a lovely Saturday evening. We're just chilling in the bed right now as we record this podcast. Yes, we are in the bed. And there will be limited edits on here, so it's going to be real honest and raw. So anyway, mama, just to let you know how the show goes, like, I'll cover a few topics. Here is, like, my must topic. And then, you know, so I get into a little bit of like mental health and then sometimes travel and things of that sort. Or just go on a tangent. So you guys, we just finished watching Napoli Ever After and I really like the movie. It's so cute and I love anything about natural hair. What did you think about the movie, Mama?
It was a good movie. She really played a good role in there.
I know, something like that. She's the business. She's awesome.
Good lesson to be learned.
Mm-hmm. So how you feel about natural hair from watching it?
Oh, to each his own.
Okay, so I also just want y'all to know, y'all, I'm like faithful to the Apple. Like, I have Apple. I make sure my mama have Apple. Make sure my baby sister have Apple. One day my future niece, she's going to have Apple too. Once after she's born this December, I'm going to get her a cute like little iPad with a thick shockproof case when she gets old enough to know, just in case she want to drool on it. But I got my 10S Max yesterday, and life has been amazing. I feel like I'm ready to be a photographer. No, this is not a paid sponsorship. I just love Apple. It's awesome. But I just want y'all to know, since I done got down here this morning and I saw my mama and gave her her iPad Pro, she just been in her own world. She been chilling. She, like, even right now, we are sitting up here talking, and right now she on Facebook on her iPad. Anyway, so with that in mind, now I do want to get into my big topic first, which is hair. And with that right now, I started a hair challenge last Sunday. So, like, I'm a week late, but it's never too late to get into it. And with the hair challenge, it's just something for, like, the working woman. We all have stuff to do. We all stay busy or whatever. But I know, like, how I am at work, I just kind of want to make sure that I do something for my hair. So with this challenge, it started on the 15th and it's scheduled to end on December 15th. So if you've been on my Instagram, you'll see that I've posted everything for it, even on my Twitter. And then with it, it's just basically saying you would take like a biotin or some supplement amount of your choice. Also a multivitamin, because I still feel like even though we eat, how we eat really determines our internal nutrition, and we still miss it, some of those vitally needed nutrients. So in addition, you know, just to make it easy, because not everyone's faithful at drinking consistently, I said 64 ounces of water, and then like just doing some kind of deep conditioner, since I'm doing it with my coworker. You know, she's Latina, of course I'm Black, we made a difference. Our deep conditioner we're doing right now is we'll do like avocado mashed, and we'll mix in a little grapeseed oil or something like that. Or you can just buy you a pre-made conditioner, deep conditioner to use. Now, with that, I do the lymph check. Of course, it'll be done bi-weekly, although I still think it's accessible, but I still want to go ahead and continue to do that. And then in addition to that, try to do scalp massages at least three times a week, you know, or like or in the shower, whatever. And I would say do it for like 10 to 15 minutes, like while watching your favorite show. And then, of course, just try to post, keep it updated. You know, I have a few friends who've been sending me pictures or who sent me pictures. Some text me and I say, you can just tag me, DM me, whatever it is. It really doesn't. I don't even have to. I just want to know, like, if someone's doing it, that's good, because it's giving yourself personal health. Now, with that in mind, since I love hair so much and I talk about hair, my mother, you know, she got her license back in the day. She's a big cosmetologist. You know, she raised us differently. And I remember when I first went natural, it was very interesting. It was very interesting. And she's over here giving me that side eye right now. But, Mama, what did you think, like, when I first went natural?
You needed a relax.
Why did I need a relax?
Your head looked a mess.
But I came from you.
You also came from your daddy.
This is the shade. The shade is so real right now. I mean, I think I have good... I think my hair is popping. You know, like...
Now it is.
But even now you say... I still need to relax.
I just mess with you. It looks cute. It's growing long. Okay. It looks healthy.
I mean, you know, it was rough. It was rough back then, you know.
It was very rough.
And used to give me them eyes like, oh, where you going with that on your head? Like, you know. So, would you, I just wonder why I couldn't get you to go natural.
No, some things I refuse to change. I've been relaxed all my life.
But your hair looking, and those oils, that oil mix I give you, whatever, you know, yes, your hair is growing, it's popping.
Yep, it surely did. I stopped using the hair grease.
Yes.
Which I had been using for
goodbye
years.
Goodbye, Blue Magic. And goodbye, Pink Luscious Oil Moisturizer.
And it made my hair very lightweight.
See? So, I mean, I think you would do good. You have the texture where you would do good if you just consider going natural.
We're really not going to try that, okay?
Dang. No. Okay. Well, you know, Alicia's natural. Ty, of course, you know, she is natural, but she's different. So of the experiences of growing up and seeing us relaxed versus natural, what do you think you prefer?
You guys are old enough now to decide what you want to do with your hair. Look, and I wish you nothing but the best with it.
Lord, if I had a camera for your face expression right now. And she's still on Facebook, but that's okay. That's all right. So, Lord. Hold on, let me take a sip right quick. I'm a little parched. You took a sip of your drink, Mama?
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, one thing I want to say that has been really, really big in regards to natural hair is lavender has been the staple in my life. I have it in the... Oh, I started using the lavender shampoo. Yes, I said shampoo, although I've been a no-poo girl for some years now. I started using the lavender shampoo at Whole Foods because it was no parabens, no sulfates. So I've started, it was like about almost 2 months ago, where once a month I'll use that shampoo to cleanse my hair. And I'll do like 2 ounces in an 8 ounce bottle, and then the rest I'll do it water to have it diluted, and then that one bottle lasts me like two cleansings, so like once a month that bottle will last me for 2 months. So now, but one thing about lavender that I love so much is because of the natural medicinal effects. You know, with our new age generation, if we get a headache, we're like, oh, massage the temples. Or, you know, I'll light some lavender. I'll try to stay calm. I even drink my lavender tea, things of that sort. Not having Advil, unless it's like the one time I got hungover this past month, which I won't talk about. I'm going to blame on the coworkers. But what it made me want to think about is because of how stressful my job can be and just how things were like in the past year, year and a half, I've only like really gotten to lavender essential oil or just lavender in general in the past like 4 months. So one thing it made me want to talk about tonight is like dealing with like stress, depression, traumatic situations, things of that sort, like coping mechanisms and techniques, and you know, and then what better person to have on this topic than my shero, you know, my beastie, you know, my mom, to talk about this, because she raised me to have such a strong mindset. And about a year and a half ago, family went through something that was very drastic. And in some ways tragic because it was completely unexpected. But, you know, I saw my mom in a way I'd never seen her before, which, you know, I didn't know how to cope because she always raised us to be so matter of fact. And then, she was in the military, although she gave them the word for their money too sometimes. But, you know, with that upbringing, she always taught us to be so strong, and having like weakness sometimes, it just wasn't something that you should really portray. So, with that, like, you know, Mom, do you care to explain a little bit, like, you know, what happened a year and a half ago?
A year and a half ago, I had a marriage of 26 years, all of a sudden just end. And it was very traumatic for me and all of y'all.
It was like a huge shocker.
It was unexpected. We don't know why. It just happened. But,
and then when it all happened in the beginning, it kind of hit all of us because we were just like, wait, what? Like, huh? What, basically? And I know, especially the first few minutes, it was the hardest because, I mean, it was at one point where I was just like, I don't know this woman. Like, she didn't raise us to be like this. Like, what's going on? And I felt bad, especially like towards the end, because I was like, I knew my mom was going through something, but I did not know how to help her. Because this was a situation where she was going through, like, you know, my mom knows, like, oh, I need you to do this. I'll fix it. Oh, go pay this bill. Go do this errand for me. Oh, you know, my login. Anything my mama pretty much needs, like, I can do it. But in this situation, I couldn't do anything. So when it was something I couldn't fix, I, in some ways, I kind of shut down because it was like there was nothing I could do. And at one point, I felt bad because I felt like my mom felt alone because, like, I wasn't there for her.
But like how I needed to. I don't want you to feel that way. Because what I went through was a journey God had for me. I had to learn some things about myself. I had to realize that guess what? When life knocks you down, either you're going to come up a victim or a victor. I had to tap into my inner strength.
So with that, like, can you tell me what were some ways that kind of like helped you get there? Like, maybe going through it at that time you didn't see it, but like when you look back at it, like if there's someone right now who's going through a hard time in their marriage of like, you know,
they have to realize that, you know what, God closes doors in your life for a reason. He will never leave you or forsake you. And through all that I've been through, my spiritual life has grown stronger than anything. And like I tell people all the time, when I felt life knocked me to my knees and I called out to God, He stood up. Because at that time, it just wasn't my marriage that was ending. I was retiring from a job. You know what I'm saying? My whole life that I had known had just shattered. And I had to figure out why and what I was to do. And I'm telling anybody who's going, you have to pray, believe, and have faith. And I knew my prayers was answered because I've always wanted to be a truck driver. Mm-hmm. And when I went in to turn my application in, I talked to God and told him, your will, not mine. Yeah. Surrender. And when I went in to apply for truck driving school, and they asked me, how are you planning on paying for this? I said, I'm going to write you a check. She says, would you like a scholarship?
Praise.
I knew I was in the will of God. Amen. I knew.
You better preach.
I've always dreamed of driving trucks. Yes. Mm-hmm. But I had my plans on how I was going to do it, you know. Mm-hmm. My plans wasn't God's plans. Mm-mm. And what God had to show me is that, yes, you're going to drive trucks. But it's going to be a journey for me and you. And you're going to learn some very valuable lessons. God put people in my life to help me.
Yeah.
I think it was one of the most hardest times because I was all alone. You know what I'm saying? I was all alone. I reached out to people, but a lot of people figure that if you're strong,
you don't need help. You
don't need help. They'll bounce back. They'll be okay. But what they don't realize is that when strong people bend, it's very painful and very hard to come back. Because not too much can affect somebody who's... But I had to learn that although I was alone, I wasn't alone. And it's been a, right now I can tell you, a year and a half ago, I was asking, you know, why, you know, praying, please God, restore. But now I tell you, I'm thankful, grateful for everything that happened to me.
Yeah, girl, petty, savage, and full of sex.
Because if it would have never happened, I would have never made it this far.
You better preach, girl.
No, I'm saying.
You got your sexy back, girl. You got your hair growing in, girl. You're gonna be shoulder limp come the new year. Come on, just like give me
a
ball.
That's what a lot of young women need to realize. You know, we're raised to believe that you're supposed to, my generation, get married, have a husband, have some children, get a house, and put a white picket fence and live happily ever after. That's not life. That's not life.
Now, these new generation girls, they don't even know how to cook, to be honest, from some of them.
And young women these days need to realize that, guess what? Do you? And if God got it for you, he'll bring it to you.
So, at what point did your queen of pettiness prevail?
What do you mean? I'm not a queen of
pettiness. You are a queen of petty. You are so petty. You are petty to the fullest. So... Okay, so when this happened, what, besides your relationship, like you said, it strengthened you spiritually, like what other areas do you think were strengthened as well?
I found how much strength is in me. Mm-hmm. When I started truck driving school. Mm-hmm. I had to face fears, you know. You just can't go jump in behind the wheel of an 18-wheeler and throw it out there on I-10.
No, bro. No, some dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Some dude.
Hey, I've learned a lot about me. Mm-hmm. And what the most thing I've learned is that, guess what? I gave up me trying to be what everybody else thought I should be and do what I was supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And through this all, I found me and I like me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I love me, you know?
And do you think that because, like, you know, me and Ty and Nishan, like, we're all kind of grown now, it, like, helped it make it easier? Do you think it would have been harder if we were younger?
I'm glad it happened when it did. When everybody was grown, they were on their own.
Well, you know, Ty with me, she ain't on her own, but I know what you mean. I know what you're saying. Yep.
I'm glad it happened while everybody was grown.
So, I guess... I'm trying to think how I could word this without sounding. Okay, so little background. Because of how my mom raised us and seeing her go through this, like even now, like it was like a learning experience for me as well. So I'll say, like, as your child seeing you go through this, it didn't it didn't hinder my view on future relationships or anything. What it allowed me to do was like realign my mental assessment, because, you know, I know you used to be like, oh, you know, I can't wait till one day you give me grandbabies. Now you're just like, babe, I want you to go live your life, which live I appreciate. I appreciate you.
No, no female out there. I've been married most of my life. And the way I look at it is, if that's the thing for you, marriage and all that, I don't knock it. But marry somebody that's going to grow with you, that's going to accept you for you. You don't have to not be you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Somebody who appreciates you for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I think for me, so you know, when I go to the fraternity clinic, you said you was going to take off that first year and help me for my baby. You going to do that?
Well, I thought I'd buy a car seat for my truck and take him to work with me.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I give you some nanny fees. I think I'll be able to afford some granny nanny fees. So just as long as you know that's still an option.
Because I love truck driving.
I told myself, I said, I got about 5 more years before my ex said, no, girl, you trying it. And then I said, once
I never knock it. Sarah was in her 90s when she became
pregnant. Nah, they're trying it. My kid is not going to come out looking like Benjamin, but
no, it's
I'm
not
playing
that.
With y'all. No.
Like, all things are possible with God.
Yeah, So with that in mind, it's so cool having my mom on podcast with me. So I'm trying to think like, what kind of questions could I ask you to put you on the spot? But I don't want you to be like, girl, turn off this podcast. So now you are a feisty, attractive, strong, successful Black woman. You know, I will say that you are more financially stable now. I mean, like you almost like kissing up to my salary, you know, and I'm just like, okay, girl, you know, since you didn't got up there, you know, you doing good for yourself. Uh-oh, breathe, girl.
That's my vape.
She on that pipe vape, y'all. She on that vape. Everybody, you know, that's the trend right now. Breathe, girl. So, with that in mind, let's get on a little bit of like, what are some future plans the new Debbie is thinking of? I know you just living, but you got to have something like you want to do.
I'm where I'm at. I'm good. Life is good. I take life one day at a time. Mm-hmm. I look for God's finger all through the day, moving things in my life. Mm-hmm. Hey, right now I'm letting him lead and I'll just follow. If it's meant to be, it'll be.
So when you going to come to Houston so we can go turn up the clubs or turn up the bar? Not the clubs, go turn up a bar a couple of times.
I'm going to pass on that one.
Come on, girl. You know I don't dance. Mama, you know
I'm
not I don't
pass
dance,
on the club thing.
We don't do a club. We go to the bar. Like, just get you out in the city. I don't know any, like, 40 and older places, but it's okay. We can go find some fun things to do.
Yeah, I would find something done, but not a club.
So, with that in mind, you know, you say you're fine where you are. So, my mom was in the process getting her passport. And didn't know there was like an expiration on one of the documents that she needed to do. So the kind, beautiful government sent back a letter saying, hey, you know, the time frame has expended. We're keeping your money. Do you need to resubmit your application? So, Mama, when do you plan on going and resubmit your application for your passport?
First chance I get. I'm serious. It's right there. All the stuff is right there.
I don't trust that answer. So, y'all, I want to go back to the Dominican. This will be my third time. So, I'm hoping next fall I will book me and my mom flights, hotel, all the fun stuff to go to the Dominican so we can go out there and embrace our inner thought. No, we do not believe in one-night stands. The men out there are attractive and they're not faithful, but I want to get my mom out of the country. I feel like she hasn't been out of the country since she came into the country after having me and my little sister, my middle sister. So with that in mind, Mom, can I put you on blast to try to see if I can get you to commit to fall 2019 turn up session? 1 week. We go Thanksgiving, Christmas. We don't do the holidays. Come on. What you thinking?
That we'll have to see, Eric. I told you, I don't make plans. God leads, and I just follow. Mm-hmm. I see.
Okay. All right. Well, for this podcast, I think I did pretty good. I'm within my time frame that it normally takes me. Do you have any final thoughts? Did you have fun on the podcast tonight? She's scrolling through Facebook, y'all, but that's okay. Y'all don't hear. She good. But do you have any final thoughts or any last? No?
None whatsoever. I'm good.
Okay. Well, you guys, you know me. I'm in and I'm out on the podcast. I really haven't seen my mom in a minute. When I came down, I thought this would be a great opportunity just to sit down and chit-chat with her and have fun with her. Today, we had salt and pepper shrimp, which I can't find in the city. Nowhere to save my life. And, of course, we had some ice cream from Dairy Queen, which I haven't. I've only seen one location in Houston, but it's too far from where I live. So it's been a great weekend. And then tomorrow I head back into the city so that I can go to work, unfortunately. Well, fortunately, but unfortunately. And just get back to the routine, the hustle and bustle. I will say, as I mentioned earlier, I am going to be an auntie come December. My sister is having a niece. I'm very excited. I want to make sure she's going to turn out to be every image of her auntie, only just so that her mother can embrace the life in the beautiful world of Erica Renee. So with that in mind, I just want to say I'm excited for my sister and her husband on their new addition. I can't wait to spoil Madeline. And then when she turns a year, I cannot wait to go get her passport. Yes, her mother was on the application, and I will be kidnapping her for the 12 and under kids eat free, stay free resorts. So other than that, I think that's it. I thank you guys for tuning in. I'm not playing too well. I thank you guys for tuning in. And then I just want y'all to know my mama can be real petty. She's not petty, but she's a very entertaining person. And I want to say, compared to of how much entertainment she gives me in my day-to-day life, she was real chill tonight. And I just want to say thank you, mama, but I still love you. For your petty. I just love you for who you are. And so with that, I'm going to say good night. Until the next time, y'all know I don't commit on a date or a time. Take care. I wish you love.